الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألا بذكر الله تطمئن القلوب وقال تبارك وتعالى ومن أعرض عن ذكري فإن له معيشة ضنكا ونحشره يوم القيامة أعمى صدق الله العظيم. Elders and dear brothers, we find our life in this world is a race. Let's just say journey is a race towards the akhirat. The speed, how the dunya is moving now in December season, how the minds are working. It's a complete race right now to the future. What is going to be the destination? What is the goal? What is the tamanna, desire of the heart? There's so many right now attacks on the iman of the Ummah right now, to derail the Ummah from the objective of their dunya life. How to reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with a qalbi salim, with a sound heart. To reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with a sound heart. And how many a person right now is worried about a healthy heart? What is the condition of my heart? Cholesterol, blood pressure, wait for checkups also. Now going on holiday or not going on holiday. Which way is the direction of my life? The race is on right now. And with this digital world and the media, social life, the race is on a different level right now. He and she, his and hers, they are going here, they are doing this, this one is going to that destination, this one is doing this right now. It's a race right now. How to catch up with everyone? And contentment, qana'at. Qana'at and contentment has come out from the lives of the ummah. Look at their nikah, look at their walima, how we can top it, how we can make it better. Look at their style, their fashion, their standard of living. How to live it like them also. For this Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says in Quran Sharif, وَلَا تَتَمَنَّوْا مَا فَضَّلَ اللَّهُ بِي بَعْضَكُمْ عَلَى بَعْضٍ. This ayat is in reference to miras inheritance. Where the sahabiyat Umm Salama radiallahu anha came to Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. O Nabi of Allah. Allah ta'ala speaks about inheritance. And for the man is double the share of the woman. He has two shares of one woman. So how is it that now we get half the share of the men? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send on wahi, do not desire that which Allah ta'ala has blessed or given preference to some over the others. What does it mean? She didn't have any objection. Ya Rasulullah, there's so many a'mal that the men are doing that they are getting reward that we cannot do. When it comes to inheritance also, double for the men and for us, so to say, half. What was the race right now in her heart? What was the race in her heart, in her mind? And sahabiyat radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, what was the racing in their mind right now? Our race is also on of the mind and the heart. That December is here, closing shop, you're going anywhere, where you booked, what are you doing? Can you afford it? Can't you afford it? Children are asking also, we can't tell them, can't afford it. We don't have the means. How do we tell them? But look at the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. O Nabi of Allah, they're getting double of us. They are going in jihad. They're getting the rewards of shahadat. They're getting the rewards of fighting the enemy. And so many merits and so many rewards for jihad, O Nabi of Allah, we can't go. What was the race in the heart? Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they're getting double. What does it mean effectively? They can spend more in the path of Allah. If only we could get, what her desire was, if only I was a man also, I would get double the share of a woman, and I would spend so much more in the path of Allah. But Allah Ta'ala has great wisdom. Why the men will get double, not the topic of discussion, but why the men will get double of the masturat and the women also. Nowadays they have this, how come the man? Why should he get double? Just to give an example, as we are taught, our seniors, if a man has to inherit 100,000 from the miras, the estate, and the sister gets 50,000. 100,000, he has responsibilities. He wants to get married. How much the meher? Meher-e-Fatimi, 25,000 rand. Oh, one gold coin, 25,000 to 35,000. From his 100,000, he's already down. 20,000 down, 80,000, 75,000. He has to give the mayor. Then he has to throw the walima also. Another 20,000. So from that 80, or that 70, is already 65,000, 60,000. Then he has to get a flat for the new wife is coming into the home. Landlord will say 2 months advance deposit. Another 20,000, sitting 40,000. And the mehar he paid was to that woman. Maybe she got 50,000 also, now she's sitting on 70,000. And he's now sitting at 40,000. There's no walima for her. She doesn't have to pay for walima. She doesn't have to give mehar account. And he's decreasing. But the woman says, why should we get half? That, oh daughters of the ummah, effectively you're still going to get more. They still have to look after you. So here she had this in her heart, the race was on, O Nabi of Allah. Why can't we get the double share also? We'll spend so much in the path of Allah. They're going in jihad, O Nabi of Allah. Why can't we get the reward also? You will make sabr, you will sit at home, you will keep roza, you perform salah, you get the reward more than the men also. Because it's all about sabr and patience upon the obedience of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. In this ayat, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala by extension, Mufassirin explained, don't desire that which Allah ta'ala has given others more over you. Don't desire that. There are certain things Allah ta'ala has given, Allah has made taqseem. Allah has distributed already from His treasury. As such things, they said, do not covet, do not desire the unacquirable. Don't desire the unacquirable. There are certain things that you cannot acquire because of your intelligence, because of your effort, because of your sacrifice. There are certain things Allah Ta'ala has distributed in the ummah already. Allah has distributed among mankind. Whether it be sustenance, whether it be beauty, whether it be intelligence, whether it be Allah Ta'ala decided this baby will be a boy, that baby will be a girl. Now for a person desire, if only I was a girl. Allah said, don't even desire that. If only I was a man. Don't desire. That's not within your effort to acquire this. Beauty also. Allah has distributed beauty in the ummah. The child was born like that. If only I had that complexion. So within your means, within your doing for you to become like that. When it comes to wealth also, is that according to what you can acquire, distribution of Allah. So Allah says, don't even desire these things. Don't even desire it because Allah's hikmat, Allah's wisdom. Ajib poet says, Ke ya Rab, ha mutmain bete hai, ha mutmain bete hai, tu hakim hai, hakim bhi hai. Subhanallah. Ya Allah, we are sitting mutmain, with peace of mind and heart completely, ya Allah, because we know, you are Hakim, you are also Hakim. You are the ruler. You are the ruler. You are the master. You are the distributor. And also you are the all-wise. You don't just distribute. You know how to distribute and who to give. Whether wealth, whether beauty, whether intelligence, whether comforts. To desire to be from the family of Rasulullah s.a.w. is beyond your acquisition. It's Allah Ta'ala's taqseem distribution. So all these things are not within our acquisition. Person can, and here Mufassirin also explained, a person can do as much work as he wants to and push himself, I will get to a certain bracket in my life, said within your acquisition. It's Allah Ta'ala's taqseem, distribution from Allah. Allah, نَحْنُ قَسَمْنَا بَيْنْ مَعِيشَتَهُمْ. Allah said, we distribute their sustenance, their rosy for them. It's Allah Ta'ala's distribution. So those things which you're not supposed to covet or desire, don't waste your life in that. They have the means to go out somewhere, whether doing it rightfully or wrongfully, don't desire it. What was the race of Sahaba? Desire for amal. Desire for iman. Desire to give in the path of Allah. That you can. That Allah has given you the means, Allah Ta'ala has given you the faculties. How do I exert myself in my iman, in my a'mal, perfect my salah, tamam the dua of Nabi alayhi salam. Ya Allah, I ask you, wa tamam wudu, wa tamam salah, wa tamam maghfiratik, wa tamam ridwanik. Ya Allah, I ask you perfection of wudu. Ya Allah, give me a perfect wudu. Perfect salah. Complete maghfirat and forgiveness. And ya Allah, your complete and perfect ridwan and your pleasure. That's something to covet. There's something to desire. Now the ummah are seeing the Joneses. They are seeing the Instagram. And they're seeing the Telegram. And seeing the Facebook. Now they say, we don't have face to show. We're not going anywhere. Is that within your capacity? But Allah Ta'ala has given you, make sugar upon that. لِلْرِجَالِ نَصِيبُ مِمَّا اكْتَسَبُوا وَلِلْنِسَاءِ نَصِيبُ مِمَّا اكْتَسَبُوا وَاسْأَلُوا اللَّهَ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ. For the men is a share of what they will exert for. What they will earn, they will get a share of it. For the women, what they will exert for, what they will make an effort for, they will get a share of it. What does it mean when it comes into the field of a'mal, iman, men and women are equal? How much you will exert, how much you will acquire, Allah will give you a share of it. You can outdo the men also for the masturat and the ladies. How many durood sharif here at today, salawat, you can eat more than that. Ask Allah Ta'ala for His grace. وَسْأَلُ اللَّهَ مِنْ فَضْلِ. Ask Allah for His grace. But when the race is on for dunya, and I want to find some contentment in dunya, Allah says, I haven't kept it in there. In beauty, in wealth, in vacation, in holidays, in going out, in spending. I haven't kept peace of mind in that. It's all a farce, it's all a deception. What we are seeing on the cell phone is a deception. It's just an act that we're putting on and we're looking and we're falling for it. And so is here. Right now we are here. We are there. Like one person sitting on the beach. And for a business trip. Sitting on the beach. And he sends a text message to his wife or a WhatsApp. Just one mistake only. If only you were H-E-R. Her. And he sends it off. Can't edit the message. Wife receives it. Who are we talking about? I forgot the E at the end. If only you were here. If only you were here, but he forgot the E, he missed it. He put, if only you were her. Lie doesn't go back home also. How to explain to the wife? So what to desire from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is iman, a'mal, contentment of the heart. Now the ummah is making dua, Ya Allah, you want to do this, Ya Allah, you want to go there. Is that within our acquisition? Ask Allah for iman. Ask Allah Ta'ala for a'mal. Ask Allah Ta'ala for His fadl. Ya Allah, whatever I have, grant me contentment. Grant me qana'at. Yeah, I'm content, I'm happy within that. Person who will turn away from this, Allah Ta'ala says, Allah bi dhikri la tatma'innu al-qulub. That listen well. Alladhina amanu wa aminu salihat wa yahdi ilayhi may yunib. Allah says that those who have the desire to be guided, I will guide them. I will guide them. Guide them to what? Not to one holiday. I'll guide them to the Jannat. I will give the Jannat the life in this world and also Qabr and Akhirat. When I'll open my eyes in my Qabr, Allah Ta'ala has given me a beautiful home, a beautiful bedroom. And I go home, Alhamdulillah, the sheets are changed, it's clean, the aircon is on, or the windows are open, oud burner is burning away, Alhamdulillah. I got my office chair, I'm relaxing in my bedroom. The bed is made, the food is served. This you can desire, Ya Allah, when I wake up in my qabr also, I'll be sitting on my office chair in my bedroom. Ya Allah, my bedroom is here also. Aircon is on, the sheets are changed. And Allah will say, relax. Nam ka namatil urus. Just sleep like a bride on the first night, relax. You made it. Your desire is in conformity to what Allah Ta'ala wanted from you. Now do you desire to live longer? And I won't age, I won't get old. Some medication, some treatment. To desire to be beautiful like that person. And then Mufassirin say, when the person cannot make it to that level, she has to put so much of makeup now to look like that one, but is that real? Allah granted her beauty. Doesn't mean you're not beautiful. Here Mufassirin explain also, that she desires to be a man, he desires to be a woman. Allah says, desire what you should desire. But how you know if you had to be a man, whether you were able to fulfill the responsibility of a man? If you had to be a woman, would you be able to fulfill those responsibilities? Allah has already made taqseem and distributed. Be happy with the distribution of Allah. So when a person will turn away from this, he has no inabat, doesn't desire closeness to Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala, he makes i'raz. وَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِهِ He makes i'raz, it turns away from the remembrance of Allah. It turns away from the ita'at and obedience of Allah. Especially now in the month of December, where this entire environment is of azadi. They say, yeh azadi maghribiyat ki bimari hai. It's a plague. It's a plague. It's a virus. For a mu'min, this azadi, freedom is a virus. It's a killer disease. Democracy, freedom. Do as you want. Do it. There's no accountability. Obey your nafs. You see, this has come from the West. It's a disease. Free. Free from work now, free from job, free from school, free from madrasa. So I'm free from deen also. Now no desire what other people have by them. If only I can live like them also. And then I can't make it. Then ulama say, when I can't make it, what happens? Then I have an objection against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That why? Why? And then from there it goes on, then jealousy sets in. Envy sets in. Why that person has and I don't have? Now a person, instead of having itminan in the remembrance of Allah, peace of mind in the remembrance of Allah, now he's turned away from the remembrance of Allah. Now his eyes fall on other people. Her beauty, their house, their car, their vacation, their holiday. We're sitting at home. And those that are going out also, then to insan, is never satisfied. You can give him a value of gold, he don't want a second value of gold. Hadith Sharif says, the only thing that will fill his belly is the sand of the qabr. It's the sand of the qabr. Now he makes i'raz, he turns away from the remembrance of Allah. He turns away from the dhikr of Allah, obedience of Allah. The heart goes to other people. Then he desires. The desire was to become like that person. The desire was to become like the so celebrity. So many likes, so many follows on the Instagram and the Facebook and the TikTok. I want to also make it like that. But I can't make it. Allah Ta'ala has distributed already in dunya. Iman, you can make effort, you can reach there. Person can't make it there, then he objects, he has an objection against Allah Ta'ala. Then he hates himself now. It takes it to be a personal loss of my life that I didn't make it in dunya. I'm not so beautiful. I'm not so glamorous. I don't have so much of talent. Look at that person. Look at that one. Look at her. I don't have it. A personal loss. I didn't make it in this world. Then this envy and jealousy comes within the heart. That why that person has it? How come they can do it? Then worse than that, a person condemns himself, herself to what? That why should they have it? Why should he have it? Why should he have so many businesses? I'm just as intelligent as him. Allah's distribution already is done. What the desire comes in the heart for destruction. He's already destroyed. Ya Allah, snatch it away from him. Why should he have it? And when he hears that the person, the deal went sour, shamatatul a'da. Now he's happy. He's happy for that he lost the deal. Or he came down. Or she had an accident. Beauty is gone. Somebody had a stroke. He's happy about it. Inna lillah. Having iman, and you're happy on the destruction and calamities of others, whether it be a family member, whether it be a cousin, how come they're flying around? We can't fly around. Now they blocked him. He can't go to that country. Good, he deserves it. Why he must go everywhere? He must sit at home. Why she must go everywhere? She must sit at home also. Now this comes in the heart. The heart is already destroyed. There's no tatma'innul qulub. There's no peace of mind. He made i'raz, turned away from the zikr and remembrance of Allah. Now she and he will desire the destruction of others. Now they move to an elite area. I hope they lose the house. They can't pay the bond. They must come back to our area, back to one simple flat. And worse than that, I hope they lose everything. And they live below our standard also. Now we're happy. He turned away from the dhikr of Allah. Allah says that person will have فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ضَنْكَ. That person will live a restricted life. بِمَا رُحُبَتْ وَضَاقَتْ عَلِيمَ أَنفُسُهُمْ. Dunya is vast, but the life will become so constrained that she'll be living only in these things of desiring the things of others. Only I could live it up like that. But it's not within. That's why this whole ayat is about وَلَا تَتَمَنَّوا مَا فَضَّرَ. Don't desire, don't covet something which is unacquirable. But Allah Ta'ala distributed beauty, wealth, intellect, intelligence, distribution of Allah, to be happy with the distribution of Allah. Person will be happy with the distribution of Allah, he has inabat, he desires hidayat from Allah. In this period of December, ya Allah, I want to be close to you, not far from you. Even the holiday, if I have to go, ya Allah, I'll book it near the masjid somewhere. Carry musalla in every bag, there's a musalla. Carry my Quran Sharif with me also. Have namaz times on holiday. Not the salah will be performed after the barai is over. After midnight, now read Isha Salah. How we read it 2 and 3? Why no holiday? For a mu'min, there's no holiday, my dear brothers. They say this dunya is the shadow of akhirat. Dunya is the shadow of akhirat. Window shopping for jannat. Is that the be all and end all? Allah Ta'ala has given us an appetizer. If this is so sweet, imagine what I got for you in jannat. Don't sit here and think this is everything. Jannat is ultimate. The pleasure of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. That person in this period of time, wayahdi, has this desire for hidayat. Ya Allah, guide me. Ya Allah, guide me. How to get this guidance to make the correct decision in life? Now the whole topic altogether, my dear brothers, now there's many homes decision making, what to do in life. What to do in life? Whether he's a Hafiz boy, go full time, part time, leave school, go to madrasa, go to Darul Uloom. Whether he's a teacher, take a transfer to another province, another school. Whether in the corporate world, decisions are being made. Which way to go in life? Allah Ta'ala has given us two mechanisms, two weapons. Mashwara istikhara. Mashwara istikhara shows Allah Ta'ala that I want to be close to you. I want hidayat. To make mashwara. To consult. Consult with who? Those that have said, baro ki baate, baro samajhte hai. Big people understand big people's talks. Many a youngster, is a term we use in Urdu, mustaqil bidhat. Is independent in his opinion. I don't have to consult with anyone. I know what I want to do. Simple question we ask the youngsters, you trust yourself? Do you trust your own opinion? Lies on our back footing. Ask your seniors. Make mashwara. Ya Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is commanded, wa shawirhum fil amr, O Nabi of Allah, consult with sahaba. Radiyallahu anhum. Wahi is coming to you, then to make mashwara. Father make mashwara with the children, this muhabbat. Husband make mashwara with the wife, gives her confidence. The boss makes mashwara, employer, employee. Ustaz with the students, students with the ustaz. This muhabbat, understanding, barakah, things open up. Hadith Sharif says the person who will make mashwara, consult, make istikhara, ask Allah Ta'ala for guidance, he'll never suffer a loss, he'll never regret. Allah Ta'ala system. And how beautifully ulama explained, the person makes mashwara, consults. Every person should have in his life some guide to guide him, to create this inabat, to create this feeling, ya Allah, I want hidayat. Now in this month of December also, where to go, what to do, consult, ask. How to do it, what to do. Simple thing, holiday I'm going for. Manana, I'm going for holiday. Some pious person, how do I make this holiday a holy day? It becomes an investment for my akhirat also. How do I do that? Because I'm here for the dhikr of Allah. I turn into the dhikr of Allah, Allah will make my holiday a difficult one also. Everything might go very smoothly. Just 10 kilometers away from home, I didn't see the speed limit. I just see the wave coming, police. Oh, the heart misses a beat. Whole holiday got spoilt. Everything went smoothly. This is the last point of this holiday, everything got spoilt. Mashwara, no loss, no regret. Have somebody to ask, how do I do, what do I do? How to make this holiday a holy day also? Beautiful ulama explained, I'm going for a holiday. Family needs to go out a little bit. We'll take them, not haram, to a good place. For us, what does it mean? That whole year I was working. But Aisha was asked radiallahu anha, the Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, how was he within the home? كان في مهنة أهله. He was in the khidmat and service of his family. He was making khidmat. Ya Allah, the whole year I didn't get a chance, now I'll take their family out, now I'll make their khidmat. Now I will take care of them, give them time, sit together. I have the time for salah already. Zuhur, Asr, Maghrib, Isha, Fajr. Now we can relax, read our sunnahs, read our nawafil, have some kitab reading. Some fun time also, no problem. And then our ulama say, that's a dini holiday. Then now we're connected to Allah. I got time with my family to make some muzakara with them. And then together with that, they say, before you leave home, have a niyat already. Wherever I will go, have intention, Ya Allah. Take some few tasbihat, tasbihs, extra tasbih, few bottles of athar, few bottles of honey also. With the intention, Ya Allah, I might meet some ulama ikram, I'll go meet them, take hadiyah for them. I meet a jamaat, give them a bottle of honey. I got the reward with the entire jamaat. The ulama ikram, they do khidmat of deen, I got reward just on a bottle ithar only. The whole holiday now became a different flavor. This is hidayat. Now I took guidance, made mashwara, made istikhara, taken guidance from those that are older than me, what to do next year in my life. We have to make mashwara. Nabi of Allah is commanded to make mashwara, consult, ask sahaba radiallahu anhu. We young, old, to go to the elders and ask them, I want to do this. Youngster might ask, but Mawlana, I want to become doctor, I want to go into the medical field next year. Now what do you know about medicine? فَاسْأَلُوا أَهْلَ ذِكْرِ إِن كُنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. If you don't know, ask those that know. But Mawlana will say, here's Dr. Saab, mashallah. He looks like Mawlana Saab, wearing all white. He got a success story. What do you mean success story? Alhamdulillah, he made his deen, he made his dunya. Go and ask him the hacks. Ask him the shortcut. You're going to varsity with mashwara, link up yourself to this Dr. Saab, to that engineer Saab. See how he did it, how he looked after his iman in that place. How he joined the effort of da'wah, tabligh, he made his gush there. He had his ta'aleem, had his Qur'an, tilawat, he made it. He made his dunya, he made his akhirat. Make mashwara. In that Allah Ta'ala will guide you. Make istikhara. Ask Allah Ta'ala for guidance. Istikhara is it only at night before I sleep. Istikhara can be done any time of the day. Ask ulama ikram, they have the kitab that explain to you. Short istikhara. Allahumma khirli wa akhtarli. I need to make a deal now. I need to make a decision now. Short dua. Allahumma khirli waqt. Turakan nafil namaz istikhara. Here ulama explain also. We're reading nafil. Salatul toba, shukr, hajat. All his intentions we make include istikhara also. Ya Allah, I need your guidance. I'm going back to shop now. What to do? What decision to make? They read these duas. Allahumma khirli waqtarli. Ya Allah, choose for me the best. Ya Allah, give me the best and choose for me the best. What is the purpose of istikhara, mashwara? What is hidayat? Ulama say, more than that, is your journey to akhirat, you've included Allah in all your decision making. You've included Allah in all your decision making. You've got Allah with you, you've got everything. You've got Allah with you, you've got everything. I finish metric right now, make mashwara. Do I start varsity? Do I go 4 months? Get some guidance in your life. Now go into the battlefield. So don't desire things that people have by them which are unacquirable. What you can do, I can make mashwara, I can make istikhara, I can live within the dhikr of Allah. But if I will turn out to the dhikr of Allah, Allah says, difficult life for you. Difficult life. You might have a 5-star, 10-star holiday. My Honorable Sheikh says, you will take her for a 10-star holiday. You're going for 2 weeks. 1 week came out only in arguing. The second week came out in spending. And then by the 14th day now he feels, my fingers are missing the till, I need to go back home. It's only money coming out, nothing coming in. I took up for a shaitan danka, it's threatened and difficult life. We came back from the holiday and 2 weeks later, she will say, what you did for me? Where you took me? Ya Allah, what I spent on you right now? Where I took you? All forgotten. All forgotten. Now his life is constrained. I spend so much time also, wealth also, as if I did nothing. But the person who live in the dhikr of Allah, he will make mashwara, he will make istikhara, he will ask Allah Ta'ala for hidayat. Within his means, he will make an effort. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, tuba lahum. Allah said, tuba lahum. Husnu ma'ab. For them, congratulations, jannat for them. What an excellent outcome they will have. In dunya they will have a jannati life. In qabr also jannati life. In the day of qiyamah also. Their children, their families. Allah will bless them in little they have. They have qana'at. So with this period right now, my brothers, dear brothers, mashwara, consult. Have some alim, have some senior. Somebody that knows the deen. Make istikhara also. And what we cannot get unacquirable, as you mentioned, tafsir of the ayat. Whether beauty, whether wealth, whether intelligence. It's beyond us. There we don't even put our hearts there. Hidayat, yes, I can get from Allah. Make that effort. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to make amal. Khairul alhamdulillah.